Welcome to Topic 9. We will discuss the ninth and tenth factors that underlie the effectiveness of a coaching system. The ninth factor is the transfer of control to the group or self. In the early stages of sport participation, an athlete needs to be directed by the coach in virtually everything that is done. However, as experience in the environment and time rolls by, gradually the coach has to reduce the amount of coach dominance or directedness and transfer responsibilities to the athlete for behaviors that in the early stages would have been directed by a coach. As an athlete gains experience and competence in an environment and activity, the maintenance of a coach-directed atmosphere stifles initiative, it reduces application quality and quantity, and suppresses the development of unique capacities. To develop the transfer of control, a coach needs to involve athletes in decision making, to involve them in the control of functions, and allow them to assume responsibilities. Another valuable activity is to involve the athletes in evaluation. Experienced athletes should share responsibilities in the sporting environment with the coach, whereas beginner athletes should follow coach-directed activities. A failure to transfer control to the group or athlete suppresses development, reduces the achievement of potential, and over time becomes oppressive. Thus, mature athletes need to take on more responsibilities and be involved in the decision-making and control of functions within the sporting environment. This gradual development of responsibilities is a factor that moves an athlete from just being an athlete to being what is commonly termed an experienced participant or an experienced athlete. The tenth factor is the maximization of content variety. The experiences in the sporting environment should embrace the three sports sciences, different methodologies and settings, as well as continual incentives, that is, the training unit goals. The greater the variety of these experiences, the greater will be the motivation of an athlete. Some recent research out of Australia has shown that boredom is the single most influential factor for developing an overtrained state. Novel events are motivating and challenging. Change produces adaptability and coping capacities. And so variety of content in the sporting experience is important, but it needs to be balanced for the need for specificity of training, because only specific training prepares one for a competitive performance. A failure to have sufficient variety produces a gradual reduction in the application effort of the athlete. There is a loss of motivation through familiarity and boredom, and athletes become complacent. So balancing variety against the need for specificity is a delicate juggling act that needs to be considered when aiming to maximize the content variety in the sporting experience. This completes Topic 9.